This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is appearing with his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, at this hour. The pair making their first appearance as a ticket in the eastern U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden and Harris are scheduled to deliver remarks just days before Biden formally accepts the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. President Trump has privately discussed with advisors the possibility of replacing Defense Secretary Mark Esper after the November election in the wake of a number of differences between them, that according to a source familiar with the internal debate. The source, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the two men were, quote, not in a good place, end quote, but that Mr. Trump did not intend to move on Esper until voters have rendered their judgment on a second Trump term, November 3rd. The president reportedly was troubled by Esper's opposition to invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty forces to quell civil unrest that broke out in June after the death of George Floyd, a Black man who was in police custody. At least 10 people were killed in Somalia's central region due to fighting between Al-Shabaab and armed residents. Witnesses and officials said at least 5 were left injured as well. This is VOA News. British transport police say 3 people died after a train derailment in Scotland Wednesday. 6 others were taken to the hospital, but their injuries were not thought to be serious, police added in a statement. The statement said the driver of the train was believed to be among the dead, this is according to Reuters. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called the derailment near Stonehaven, quote, an extremely serious incident. Police in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru, which is also known as Bangalore, say 3 people are dead after violence erupted between police and protesters. The two groups clashed over a reportedly derogatory Facebook post about the Prophet Muhammad. The Times of India newspaper reports the violence began when a nephew of a lawmaker allegedly posted remarks that led to thousands taking to the streets and clashing with officers. According to Bangalore's police chief, officers were unable to quell protesters and opened fire with live ammunition in self-defense. Police also said the person responsible for the offensive post had been arrested. Wednesday, Belarus said a young man detained at a street protest over the country's disputed presidential election died after being transferred to a prison. The investigative committee said in a statement the 25-year-old man died after he was detained Sunday and sentenced to 10 days in prison. According to the Interior Ministry, Belarusian police detained more than 1,000 protesters on the third night of protest Tuesday. The demonstrations have broken out over a contested election, handing a 6th straight term to President Alexander Lukashenko. Germany's foreign minister said Wednesday that Lebanon needed a government that can fight corruption and enact reforms. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas toured the scene of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port that has triggered protests and led the government to resign. The warehouse is said to have stored highly explosive material for years. Wednesday, the Brazilian state of Paraná reached a deal with Russia to produce a COVID-19 vaccine that Moscow has touted as the first to market. This, according to the state's press office, although details of the agreement were not immediately available. Paraná State had said Tuesday it was in talks to produce the vaccine, although it was unclear if the state's research institute would get the necessary regulatory approvals from Brazil's federal government. The Russian vaccine has grabbed headlines and raised safety concerns for going to market, while other pharmaceutical companies are still carrying out mass testing. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.